The meeting is on. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. In a couple of months, President Trump will sit across from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to push for denuking the Korean Peninsula. And I was talking with a former State Department official who said that one of the reasons Kim was eager to talk was Mr. Trump's threat of military action,
which this president makes credible in a way that a lot of us find irrational, but it does create a genuine fear in North Korea.
Tom Countryman, veteran nuclear negotiator, acknowledging that the threat of fire and fury probably worked. So far, so good. But Kim obviously watches this president very closely. And what has he seen lately? A president who 2 weeks ago was ready to take on the NRA, but who now has retreated so completely that reporters at Monday's briefing seemed to be questioning whether he has a spine.
Talked about supporting universal background checks, about taking guns away from those identified as a threat. What happened to all those proposals?
And he said, quote, some of you are petrified of the NRA, but it seems like President Trump was the one petrified, and I'm asking why he chickened out.
Which raises another question. If you cave into the NRA that quickly, what are you going to do when you're across the table from a guy with nukes? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.